Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kerry Pickett is with us, and we're going to talk for a minute about what's going on in D.C. Erin's going to give you some of the details at 7:30, but it's good to have her on. She is, in fact, with the Daily Caller, or has worked with them, and the Washington Times, and worked, I guess, with Robin Quivers, I think, of the Howard Stern Show. MTV Radio. She's been around. She's still working. And she's a senior campaign reporter for The Examiner. Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Are you really doing fantastic, or are you confused?
You know, sometimes I'm trying to figure it out myself. But, you know, last week was certainly pretty insane here in the Capitol, given the events that happened over in the Capitol. With the chaos of the mob that invaded the building at the time. However, now we have moved on into this Trump impeachment, the second Trump impeachment that right. is moving at a fast track pace, and Nancy Pelosi appears to think that they can pull it off. In the next few days. And the real question here is whether or not the Democrats think that they can remove Donald Trump after he's already left office.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of after the fact, is it not?
Yeah, and there's nothing in the Constitution that addresses that. That's because it's ever thought
this is great.
That would ever happen. Yeah, you sort of had, like, made me pause there because I'm trying to figure out how to put that into words, because I don't think anyone's ever thought about the fact that that would ever happen. But honestly, I think a big reason for this is that impeachment was always intended to be a tool, politically speaking, or even legislatively speaking, for that matter, to remove a president, not to be a tool to right. be something used as a PR campaign, which is
right.
what it's turned into. Ultimately, you know, last time it was used, people kept saying, look, this is simply being used as a PR campaign. They kept saying, oh, this is accountability. Like, mm-hmm. no, you guys don't have the votes in the Senate. You know very well he's not going to be removed.
True.
And now it's been taken to sort of the next level where they're saying, yeah, we only have a few days left, but we want to show that he's being held accountable. How is he being held accountable when you know very well that he's definitely not going to be removed?
Yeah, I know.
He's already gone.
You know, wouldn't it be wiser to just do a censure if that's what you really want to do?
Funny you should mention that, because you over on the House side, there is talk about censuring two members of a Congress right
yes,
now.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama and Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas. Now, here's the thing. I think it was about 2018, 2019, I'm trying to get all the years are sort of bumbling together. You had Steve King. He wasn't directly censured, but what he sort of did was kind of a reprimanded. It was more of a reprimand.
Right.
Was brought to the floor. But they're trying to get him censured, or rather Mo Brooks and Steve King. They're trying to get them censured for inciting violence, which, you know, we'll see how that works out. Last person who was censured was Charlie Rangel, a Democrat from New York. That was back in 2010.
Yeah.
The problem here is if you do this type of stuff a little too often, then you begin to marginalize it. You start to minimize it, like what they did with impeachment.
You know, Carrie, let me interrupt a minute. But I also understand, I think I read a thing this morning before we got on, that in fact Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, had given Pence, I guess, a time limit to start the 25th Amendment. And if he doesn't, well, then we go with impeachment. I don't know if that's true or not. I just read some account somewhere. But does, you know, the 25th Amendment, that's being, is that being kicked around at all, or now are we just straight out for impeachment?
It's basically, once again, that particular element is also being kind of twisted around. Remember, the 25th Amendment, which essentially says that if the executive, in this case the president, is in some way incapacitated, then the Congress should be able to, you know, take over.
Right.
Or rather, that the vice president
gets in.
Should be able to like take over. Now, in this case, the president's not incapacitated. You know, it's just that the Congress just doesn't like him. Basically. And the Congress is trying to urge Pence to, you know, step in. And this is silly, especially since there's only 9 days left. Now, Nancy Pelosi likes to go around and say, "Oh no, President Trump can, you know, he can go and launch wars, and he can go push the button and do all these crazy things. Look what just happened over the Capitol. This was because of him," and so on and so forth. And, you know, people can debate whether or not he incited what happened at the Capitol and so on and so forth. But honestly, you know, you even had people over at the Pentagon who were getting very annoyed with Nancy Pelosi because she spoke to top brass there to try and keep the nuclear codes away from him.
Right.
And you can only imagine what that may have looked like to a number of our adversaries.
Yes,
overseas.
Thank you. Yeah, no, hey, Carrie, one story you have, and if you go to WashingtonExaminer.com, you can read it. Democratic lawmaker, and that's what's going on here, is a lot of people just don't know exactly what happened or why it happened. You obviously have people in this country who are very unhappy. But, I mean, now we've got a Democratic lawmaker that you're reporting this morning suspects protesters were assisted by Capitol Police. When did that come up?
Oh, yeah. Well, there is video of some police, there's at least two or three video of police opening up the barriers over in the plaza.
Yes,
area,
I heard about that. Yes,
waving protesters in, like waves of them in, and then there's this other video in my piece, just opening up a back door, just letting in all these protesters. And you know, like, and in this back door area, there's no metal detectors. They're just letting them in.
Wow.
Now, and what is particularly, you know, concerning is it turned out a number of these protesters were armed with a firearm.
That's not
now,
right.
You know, when I go into the U.S. Capitol pretty much every day when it's in session, I mean, I have to go through the mags.
Right.
And my colleague Susan Ferriccio, she spoke to a number of the protesters, and many of them said, "Oh, well, you know, when we came to a protest at the Capitol, we thought that we were going to be allowed in, and then we were just being waved in." And, you know, okay, I can accept that up to a certain point, but some of you were crawling through a broken window. Now, you know, if you thought that you were being allowed in,
why would you do that?
Through a door, not going through a broken window.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know, and just a final question here, Carrie, but it seems to me that, number one, you also have a story that you did last week. Centrist House Republicans oppose the impeachment, but so what? Because it's a done deal if the Democrats so decide. But, sure. You know, Alan Dershowitz last night, I think I read, was saying, you know, back to a point you made just a while ago, you know, can you really impeach a president when he's out of office?
Right. Well, remember, the impeachment, of course, happens in the House. And I always look at the word impeachment as simply the political version of indictment.
Yeah, it is.
So the impeachment, will likely happen while the president is still in office. But the removal.
Right. Well, didn't Mitch McConnell say, we'll get to it after, a couple days. It'll be a while.
He's just going to time it out. And basically what he's going to do is he's just going to say to Chuck Schumer, it's in your hands, Chuck. All right. It's in your hands. I'm going to have nothing to do with it. You know, I'm not going to do anything. And then you're going to deal with it.
Must be an interesting time to be writing for the Washington Examiner. Hey, Carrie, it's great to meet you. I hope to have you on again sometime. Thank you very much for your help here.
Sure thing. Take care.
Take care. All right. So there you go. There's Carrie Pickett. I think she's relative of Wilson Pickett. I'm not sure. Or maybe it was Pickett's charge. I'm not sure which. Anyway, Carrie is a good one. Go to WashingtonExaminer.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.